Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I told you I left a bag of poop out from my dogs out in the backyard all weekend, and it became a smelly disaster. It became a problem. All right, so what did you leave out? 312-946-4995. All right, Julie and Barrington, you heard that I accidentally left that bag of dog poop in my backyard, and it became a problem. It became a smelly problem. What did you leave out?
It was awful. It was a bag of large shrimp.
Oh, large shrimp.
They're almost like little lobsters.
Yeah, and like you left it on the porch?
Well, we put it on the porch to defrost, and then my roommate was supposed to come in and cook it, but she forgot all about it. And then 3 days later, we found it, and it was just covered with maggots.
Oh, no. Disgusting.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Nathan from Lansing, what did you leave out that became a smelly problem?
I made a drink in a water bottle and ended up leaving it on my counter for about 2 weeks and went back to it and realized alcohol sitting on the counter in a sealed container for 2 weeks does not smell good.
No, I bet. What kind of alcohol?
A mix of a little bit of everything, Tito's and...
a little jungle juice, no big deal.
Just enough to get past the Easter family dinner, you know.
Yeah, whatever it takes. I get it. Gasoline if you need it. Got it. Awesome, Nathan. Thank you for calling. All right, Julian Highland Park, what did you leave out that became a smelly problem?
My car was smelling. We couldn't figure out the culprit. Come to find out, I had a couple boxes of frozen sausage in my trunk that were never unloaded from a grocery store trip, and they were disgusting.
Oh, you left so the sausage just rotted in your trunk?
Just disgusting.
I could see that, like it just slips out of the bag, right? Oh no, I'm sorry for you.
I had to hang air fresheners in the trunk.
Yeah, and, you're like, I'm just gonna drive with my trunk open for a while.
yeah, let it air out a little bit.
Lauren and Elgin.
I changed my 4-month-old diaper in the car, and let's just say it was a dirty diaper.
No. How long was it in there?
It was in there for 3 days.
Oh my God.
In the hot car, in the hot garage, and went to work Monday morning and wondered why my car smelled.
No. Oh, that must have been walking into like a brick wall of poop smell.
Absolutely.
All right. What'd you learn? Just kidding.
learned to throw away.
All right. Victoria Maple Park, what did you leave out that became a smelly problem?
I left a sippy cup in my car for over a month, could not figure out where the smell was coming from, and it was buried underneath the driver's seat, and I found it when I was detailing my car.
Oh, no. What was in the sippy cup? Milk?
Chocolate milk.
Of course it was milk. Couldn't have been juice that day, could it?
No, or water.
Or water.
It had to be chocolate milk.
Had to be dairy, yeah. You know, I will tell you this, though. My kid once left a banana when he was really young in the bathroom behind the toilet for some reason. And
I came
home from work to thousands of fruit flies in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Close the door, and I had to, fumigate the bathroom because there were so many fruit flies all over the mirrors in the bathroom because he left a freaking banana behind the toilet.
Oh, my God. Kids are too funny like that.
Yeah. Kids are jerks. We love them, but they're jerks.
Yes. Don't talk to guys.